Okay, certainly, you know, it was a game where we got a chance to play a lot of different people. I thought our focus, for the most part, was pretty good as a team. I think, I felt good about that coming in, that we focused on Missouri, trying to get better and to improve and not really look at the opponent that much. I just didn't want to hit 69 points, so I just stopped at 62. But E.J. Gaines hadn't caught the ball yet. I had no idea he was going to return that thing for a touchdown, so I felt bad about that. We tried to get the game over in the second half. But for the most part, I think we got a lot of good work and got a lot of guys out when we needed to, that gave us a chance to get a bit healthy, and feel that, a lot of things were accomplished, and now we got a big game next week. Well, he's our only scholarship tailback we're using now, except for another freshman. So that maybe was a pretty good idea, don't you think? I don't know what the record was. He had 269 yards and 14 carries. What was the record? 319. Well, somebody should have told me that. They told me that, I'd have got it done. So no, and we had to get him out anyway, just because of our injury problems. I don't think we'll get other two guys back next week. So we might get a player or two back. I think Jacquees, we might get back. But I'm not going to speculate and go through all that list. We'll wait and do that on Monday. Well, we just try to control it as a staff. As you well know, I think 7 minutes into the third quarter, we were letting that clock run down to almost 5 seconds before every time we snapped it. So, everything, 62 I'm okay with. I mean, it was difficult to keep it down there, but I just don't like to get close to 70 points. I just don't like – we're not out to humiliate anybody out there. And I think how we kind of handled it up to that point, they knew that we were trying to do the right things. The other thing we just saw, Jimmy Costello hasn't thrown the ball much. It was a third down. All I simply wanted was a third and seven, I think it was, completion, tackle him, and then we'll run the ball. I didn't expect it to go, Jimmy Hunt to. So I'm screaming not to score, and obviously they don't listen. Well, I think they did a good job. I think we played consistent. We played focused for the most part, and it always works that way. I think what Henry can bring a little bit to you is he can take it. He could get big plays and turn an 8 yard gain into a 38 yard gain in a flash. And I think players like blocking for a guy like that. So it's I think we did a lot of good things. We played a lot of offensive line. We played a lot of players in that game. A significant amount. I think we played our backup offensive line probably almost, I don't know, two-thirds of the second half, roughly.
Speaking of offensive line, even when the starters were in the game tonight, some of the penalties were still an issue. Is that any byproduct of that really fast pace you guys are
playing? No, it's discipline. So we'll deal with that. And I was disappointed with some of those things too. So I think our coverage on kickoff was not very good at all. I think other areas of the kicking game were okay, but the penalties and our kickoff coverage I thought was very, very poor. The team we're going to play next week, you give them the ball on the 40, 45 yard line every time, and we got huge problems. So we're going to have to get that fixed. And it's just not always coverage. Sometimes it's the kick, sometimes it's the hang time, sometimes it's the location of the kick, and we'll have to look at that and analyze that. I don't know the count. Once it gets into the middle of the third quarter, you want to get a lot of work with your players, but you really just want to get the game over. You really do. You're not out to, really all the stats and everything. I just glanced at them right now and see what they are. But I'm just not really into trying to humiliate people. They had injuries and everything else, and so it's just the way it was. No, T.J. Moe should have called fair catch on his last one. He tried to make super play. So he tweaked his ankle a little bit, but he's 100%. He's fine. And the same way with West Camp. I think we got most all the starting receivers out right at the beginning of the third quarter. And some others too. What's that? No, I don't. You know, just football. Things happen. So, but my point is, he should have went like this, and he wouldn't have the problem. So, he tried to make a play, and which is not wrong. You know, J-Mac used to do the same thing, but, you know, you don't want him to get hurt doing that. That's okay.
So this is your third shutout of the year. What do you think that says for your defense?
Well, I don't know. I think they're obviously personnel wise. You know, we have certainly had an edge, and I think that you have to keep that's all relative, and I think you keep in perspective too. But I think it was good that we played some good defense, and the people we're going to play next week is going to crank up at a whole different level. We know the level. We know how good they're perhaps the best team in the country, and I think they're winning that game right now. So. They're a great, great football team, and so we'll see where it goes. I don't know. There's so many plays out there. Jimmy Hunt made a great play. There might have been some offensive line, defensive line did an excellent job. I have to look at the film, unless you want to. I'll comment on anybody you thought looked good. Excuse me. Yeah, I thought they did some good things. You know, again, I'll have to look at the film. We had a lot of plays out there, so. We set the schedule up. I think originally the Oklahoma game was set a week later, and we both had a bye, and so we moved up to this one here. I believe that's what happened. And it worked out good for Saturday night. I think it's an FX game, I believe, nationally televised. Was that? Yep. So, anyway. Whether you play a great team beforehand or you don't. I mean, last year we played, I believe, Texas A&M before we played them. So the schedule's the schedule. We put it up in January, and you look at it, and whether you like it or not, or whether you think it's better or not, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, you got to deal with it.
Good, guys.
Good. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Didn't rain, did it?